Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You ever scrub anybody from your social media? Scrub somebody off there?
I don't even know what that means.
It means like if you took a bunch of pictures with somebody, you'd scrub them out of there because you don't want to be associated with them anymore.
Like me and Al, like I took some pictures with me and Al and I got rid of them.
Yeah, like something like that. Yeah,
no, basically. I guess. Yeah, I don't know why. No, I've never done that.
Well, this is what happened between Zach Wilson and his girlfriend, okay, and maybe his ex-girlfriend, Abby Gill. So apparently they scrubbed each other off of each other's Instagrams. Have you seen Abby Gill?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of her, yeah.
Yeah. Thoughts and comments?
She looks like my daughter, Sydney.
Oh, really? You think so?
She's got the blonde hair and she's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how I see my daughter, Sydney.
Oh, look at that.
Very,
nice.
Very beautiful.
That's very, very nice. Yeah, so they scrubbed each other off the Instagram.
Well, you know, maybe he wants to maybe focus in on football.
You can't focus on football with having a girlfriend? I mean, come on. There's so many guys out there you're able to balance both. I wonder what happened.
I don't know. Maybe she said, to him.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Be like, after that season, I'm going to find myself some Justin Herbert.
Stop throwing interceptions.
Yeah, I mean, God, at least find a man.
Maybe they just are realizing that maybe they don't want to be so public. That's all.
Just want to find a man who can throw a swing pass and complete it.
I mean, Matthew Stafford's wife's at it again.
Yeah, I know, but she had, like, brain surgery.
I know that, but she's also imploring, you know, Rams fans not to sell their tickets to Cardinals fans. I play for the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals don't have like a big, ginormous fan base. Okay. Maybe they do now because they got the new stadium. They've had some success. You know
what this comes from. It comes from last week with the 49ers fans. It has nothing to do with the Cardinals fans. They don't want to, because they admitted that they were basically playing a road game at home last week.
So I know that Cowboy fans travel, Pittsburgh Steelers fans travel. Way back when I played, there used to be like 10,000 terrible towels at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati when we would play them. And they weren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
They still traveled. But I just can't imagine Cardinal fans invading SoFi Stadium for the Rams.
Yeah, I don't think so either. They're just reacting to what happened in Week 17. That's what that is.
You know, Jerry's worried about the 49er fans showing up at the Cowboys. But I'm like, wait a minute. I thought the Cowboys have one of these fan bases that travel, or just maybe it's a fan base that had grown up watching the great Roger Staubach and the great Troy Aikman and all that other stuff, and they live here, and there is like a large swath of them living here.
Large swath.
Yeah.
Very large swath. Hey, speaking of guys and sports and their girlfriends, do you see Christian McCaffrey?
God almighty, you are like all over this.
Yeah, well, I saw this on TMZ Sports.
Now what happened?
Well, this has a tie to us, kind of.
Okay.
In a roundabout way.
So now we're tied to Christian McCaffrey.
Slightly, yeah. I'll let you know how. So Olivia Culpo is his girlfriend, and they were going to fly down to Cabo San Lucas on American Airlines. And one of the American Airlines employees said that she had to put on a shirt because
she not wearing a shirt?
She was wearing a sports bra and shorts, like spandex shorts.
Okay, so sports bra. So what? Women wear sports bras all the time.
I agree, but the American Airlines employee said you got to cover up a little more.
So it's just a sports. In other words, you saw the sports bra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
And then she did have like an open sweatshirt over it, but you could still see everything. And she's like, whatever the American Airlines employee said, you got to put on a shirt.
So why are you doing that? I mean, aren't you like ruining it for everybody else?
Right. But so anyway, this is where the tie-in with us. So Christian McCaffrey had to take off his hooded sweatshirt and give it to Olivia Culpo to get on the plane.
His flag and anthem sweatshirt.
Bingo. Yeah, so there's pictures of Olivia Culpo getting on the plane with the flag and anthem hoodie on.
Smart. See, that Christian McCaffrey, smart.
Yeah, see? That's
two things here. Number one, flag and anthem gets a little extra, digital content.
Damn right.
And number two, he covers up his girlfriend, so nobody else is looking.
And he was freezing cold on the plane. There's a picture of him. He's got his arms inside his T-shirt, and he's freezing cold on the plane because Olivia Culpo's got his flag and anthem sweatshirt. So it was, yeah.
And you're all over it these days.
I am all over it. That's what I am, like Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
Chris is in Connecticut. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. I have a question for you. How every time the New Year changes, everyone says, hey, how long is it appropriate to say Happy New Year?
Yeah, true.
I was wondering, how does it apply to you referring to Spike as the new program director?
Interesting. I still do, just because I don't want to assume that the entire audience understands who he is. You know what I'm saying? Because he hasn't even been here a year yet, and Mark Chernoff was here since 1993.
Yeah.
And I still think that most people, if you asked, hey, who's the boss at WFAN, I still think most people might still say Mark Chernoff, because he's been referenced for many, many years, from Imus to Mike and Chris to Boomer and Carton to Boomer and Geo to Joe and Evan to everybody else. So, I don't know. It's an interesting question.
I respect that you're sticking with it, and Happy New Year.
All right, that's a weird thing to call up about. Chris in Connecticut?
Well, you just never know what, touches people.
Yeah, I know.
One thing I've learned about this business over 15 years sitting in this chair.
Or which people are touched,
Yeah. Vinny in Staten Island, what's happening?
What is going on, boy?
Hey, Vinny, what's up, man?
How's it go? By the way, Gio, you're all over the map this morning.
You got to be on a feel-good football
this
Friday.
This is like ADD radio, man. It's all over the place.
Friggin' A. Hey, boom.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask a question. I'm a lifelong Giant fan. Joe Judge, he comes in with this rep, spewing his stuff to the media that he's a disciplinarian and, his team is going to be this and that and the other thing. But, the penalties and the false starts and all the things that were not disciplinary. And I wanted to ask you, as an ex-player, was it because he wasn't a good coach, or was it because he didn't have the players that could understand what disciplinary stuff meant?
Well, I will say this, Vinny. Remember, when he took over, that's when the pandemic hit. So to even try to impart any sort of new way of doing things was almost impossible, because it was all done on Zoom meetings. Hell, they didn't even get together until training camp.
Yeah.
And, so he's already starting with one hand tied behind his back. And I'm telling you right now, when they hired him, I know for a fact John Mara said, look, I need you to clean up this locker room. I need you to get people and hold them accountable. And I bet you that Joe Judge probably said, look, are you in for this? Because this is not going to be easy. There's going to be some extreme things that I'm going to end up doing here that nobody will ever see. The players will understand it, because I will communicate that to them. This is how we're going to run this around here. But there's going to be some real growing pains here. Are you ready for that? And I think that when they hired Tom Coughlin after Jim Fassel, they probably thought Tom Coughlin would do the same thing. And he did. Ultimately, he did. But he had to relax a little bit after his first couple of years. If you remember that from Strahan and Tiki, they could probably tell you the story better than I can. But I remember covering it and talking about how Tom Coughlin had to soften his approach. And he did. I guess he did. And that's one of the reasons why they went on and won two Super Bowls. But after the Shermer and McAdoo fiasco and all of that other stuff, I believe that John Mara said, hey, listen, I need a guy that's going to come in here and lay down the law.
Sure.
And I do believe that Joe Judge was trying to do that. That's one of the reasons why he went on that 10-minute diatribe, to remind the owner about their conversations in the beginning. And it makes me believe in this whole like thought process even further after what John Mara said about firing Joe Judge, how it was a gut punch, how he thinks that there's a really good head coach in there for Joe Judge, you know, maybe the next time around. Because I believe that Joe Judge was fired because, number one, he talked himself off the plank, but number two was probably the reaction of the Tisch side of the ownership and maybe some other people in that building because they were pestered by the fan base just being so negative about this team over the last 2 years. And then you combine that with everything Joe Judge said, they had no choice but to let him go.
He put out a statement through Art Stapleton, Joe Judge did. It was just so boring. He's thanking everybody. I mean, I just really wanted him to go scorched earth. It would have been great.
They're not going to do that.
Oh, you know? I'd love it. You know, I said something along the lines of, like, it's unfortunate that I had to work for a couple of gutless pigs. How dare they not give me an opportunity, pull out the rug from underneath me.
I would always say,
good luck hiring and firing the next guy in two years.
Right.
You slugs.
And also, people have to understand, he did lose his starting quarterback for an extended period of time, and they had the backup was no good, and then the backup to the backup was no good. It was even worse. It just got worse and worse. And then he's trying to coach a game to keep a game close and competitive, and he calls two back-to-back quarterback sneaks on second and third down.
You spineless jellyfish.
Yeah.
No idea what you're doing. Send Dave Gettleman off into retirement and then make a clown out of me. Yeah. Best of luck. Schmucks.
Think about the Lions, the Giants.
Yeah.
And Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
All had, at one point in time, Bill Belichick prodigies.
Mm-hmm.
And all three lasted, well, Flores lasted 3 years, Patricia and Judge 2 years.
I thought Patricia was a third year.
Maybe he got a third year, too.
I think.
But you know what it is? It's really hard to go in and change a long-time situation within 2 years, especially with all the injuries and everything else that has gone on. And you know what? Matt Patricia had Matthew Stafford.
He did.
He had what many people think is a top 10 quarterback. We'll see this weekend. Or Monday night, I guess, when they play the Cardinals.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's happening, Jerry?
So we've got six games this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Next weekend we'll have what then? Four?
Four games.
So 10, 12, that's it. 13 games left.
Yeah.
Oh, how sad.
I know it is.
All right, so 13 games will decide the winner of the
But it is
the pool.
Super wild card weekend, though.
It is, yeah.
The NFL's done a hell of a job with this, man. I'm telling you, this is great.
I love this. The prime time thing on Saturday night to me is awesome. Very excited about
it. I don't like the Monday night game. I got to admit.
I don't care for the Monday night game either.
Really?
I don't. No, I don't.
I'd rather have all six on the weekend.
Yes.
Like
two triple headers.
Yes. That's what I like to see. 3-3, Saturday and Sunday.
I kind of
miss Thursday night football, to be honest with you.
I would even go for a Friday night game.
I take
hard
that.
To do, and I know that because teams played on Sunday, but I would prefer that.
I would prefer that, too, over a Sunday night game because then we could actually stay up and watch it and not have to wake up at the ass crack of dawn.
No, that is very true.
You're just...
Well,
I agree with him on that. I mean,
I'm sorry to say, a lot of our listeners, too, also get up very, very early. So I mean,
you know, and this is no joke, the last five Super Bowls, I want to say... My wife is nudging me in the fourth quarter to see the end.
I mean, that's the Super Bowl, which starts at like 6:40
right.
or whatever.
But at 10 o'clock, it's like it's a struggle to stay awake. So the only one I stayed up for whatever reason, was the Patriots and Falcons, like straight through.
Oh, good thing you did stay up for that one.
But and why didn't I go to bed at halftime for that game?
I don't know. Maybe something was telling you.
Maybe
there was a hawk flying over your house or something.
There was not a hawk flying over my house.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, I saw a hawk come down. On my drive home yesterday, I don't think it was a dead relative of mine, but it came down and it grabbed a mouse.
Hmm.
It had to be a mouse. And the median in between the LIE where there's like shrubbery, there's like a little bit of like shrubbery there by exit 39 that they chopped down in the wintertime. There must have been a mouse in
there. Sure wasn't a chipmunk?
Could have been a chipmunk too. So mouse,
it was?
Chipmunk, something.
Lunch.
Yeah, but this thing flew down middle of the LIE.
It's like a drive thru.
It's like, boom! And it's just like, boom! Grabbed it with its talons and flew off.
And
like,
isn't that the fear of having a small dog, too?
Yes. Yeah.
That's why Darcy and Gunner got a Vizsla to go along with their little small Jack Russell.
A little protection dog?
Yeah, because of owls.
Owls? Yeah. What do owls do? Aside from sit and go, whoo.
They go after their predatory birds.
Yeah.
For real?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's an owl in Sayville that's always hooting when I go to work in the morning. I get out there, it's hoot. It's up in the trees.
Huh. Hoot, you ever seen an owl fly?
I have not.
Me neither. I thought they just sat there and a Tootsie Roll popped.
They spin their head around.
Spin their head around like The Exorcist.
Yeah, I did not know that. Wow.
Great eyesight. Especially for the hawk.
Yeah, I know. But that was like crazy. And I was on the phone with my cousin when it happened. He's like, did you get it on film? And I'm like, yeah. In the 2.3 seconds while I was driving, I pulled my phone out. And
one, two, three.
Stupid. Yeah, well, that's what everybody wants now. They want the footage. They want the video.
I was thinking about getting one of those dashboard cams.
We could put it on our TikTok site.
Yeah. But you get that. I'm surprised Al doesn't have a dashboard cam just in case he runs into any trouble.
Well, especially now with the carjackings.
Yeah, no, I've thought about the dashboard cam many times. But it just seems like every time I have to hook it in and turn it on. You know what I mean? I just can't be bothered. It's too much.
Okay. I did get the GoPro for Christmas.
Oh, did
I'm
you?
I'm very excited about.
You're going to put it on your head?
On my hat.
Just walking around?
I got the hat clip and everything. I did, yeah. And I got the clamp, all these different things.
What are you going to do with it, though?
All the baseball stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
I tape every game, so now I got the GoPro, and now I've got to learn how to edit, though. So I need Anthony or Izzo to show me how to edit, because I can't figure it out to save my life.
Really? It's that difficult?
I'm not saying I'm stupid.
You can't download it on your computer and then just work it through whatever, iPhoto or whatever it is?
iPhoto sounds like Apple. I don't use that.
That's right.
I have another software.
Jerry, that's right.
By the way, let me tell you a little something about that. First of all, your guy inside is starting to migrate to my side. Just saying. That's number one. Number two, my son has, so little guy Joseph, got Matthew's leftover phone, which was an iPhone, I think it was an 8. I'm pretty sure it was an 8. And all of a sudden, about a month ago, it just couldn't make any calls. Couldn't receive any calls.
Hmm.
Brought it to the store. Tech came out and looked at it. He goes, yeah, you got to upgrade. But there's nothing wrong with the phone. Yeah, well, that's the way this works. That's crap.
The operating system.
That is crap.
They do that. They make you get new phones.
There's nothing wrong with the phone. We scrapped it clean, and it was like a brand new phone. It worked great.
Yeah, I will agree that they do
that.
That's
not right. Piece of crap.
Yeah. Make you get new phones after a while. why are you coming around? You're not going to be an Apple guy anymore.
No, I'm an Apple phone guy for sure, but I like other, like Google, the Google Home products I like now.
Okay.
Over the
Amazon's.
All right, that's different.
That's not Apple.
That's how it starts. But,
and now that our company's on Google, I'm getting the Google apps now on the phone. Like,
although, how are you enjoying the Gmail experience so far?
That's not going great so far.
Well, that's the whole migration thing. And
migrations, yeah.
I have actually had no problem with it so far. So far, so good. All right, we're powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. All these games we're talking about start tomorrow. We've got two of them. We got the Bengals and the Raiders, followed, of course, by the Bills and the Patriots. So 4:30 and then 8:15 will get us rolling tomorrow. Then the big triple header on Sunday, Bucks-Eagles. I played this earlier. I love this. This was Jalen Hurts, who had no interest in discussing Tom Brady, how old he is and how much younger he was when Brady started, blah, 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 blah.
You were 3 years old the first time Tom Brady played in a playoff game. I'm guessing you don't remember that one, but curious what the earliest sort of Brady game or moment is in your memory bank.
I don't remember.
That was it. There was nothing more. He just stood there and stared at the camera, and they moved on. You got the Niners in Dallas, 4:30 on Sunday, and then the Sunday night game will be the Steelers and the Chiefs. And as we played last hour, your guy, Big Ben, he knows the deal. It's almost like, why even bother playing this game? Because when you look at it,
we don't have a chance. So let's just go in and play and have fun.
Yeah.
That's it. He said, what are we, 20-point underdogs? It's 12.5, by the way.
Yeah, so he goes, just trying to keep it close. That's all. That's exactly. All I need to do. Win the game, no way. Just trying to keep it close.
And then you've got Monday night, Cardinals and Rams, and the Texans did fire David Culley after just one season. They were 4-13 this season. And the Colts and GM Chris Ballard met the media yesterday as well, as he's still looking back on that loss in Jacksonville that knocked his team out of the playoffs.
Look, we embarrassed ourselves. Embarrassed our owner, embarrassed our city.
Yeah, so not good there. And he would not commit to Carson Wentz either next year as their starting quarterback. Understood. But still, that has been a big topic.
Well, they're going to have to see what the alternative is. That's why. They don't know whether or not there'll be somebody else that's available for trade, or somebody else that they may draft, or somebody else that is a free agent. You just don't know yet.
Very true. Let's see who's available. We will see. This portion of the report brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Not a good night in Brooklyn as the Nets rested Kevin Durant and Patty Mills. We know Kyrie Irving ineligible, and they wound up losing big to the Thunder. 130-109. Drops into 11-11 now at home, as they have been a much better road team so far. Knicks acquired Cam Reddish yesterday from the Hawks. They'll be in Atlanta tomorrow night. He have to fly up here and then fly back, or does he just say, you know what, I'll meet you guys on Saturday?
No, I would say meet
or Friday,
on
really.
Yeah, Friday.
Because they
yeah.
probably fly today.
Yeah, why not? I'll just hang out here. You pick me up.
Yeah, I wonder if they they'll play him. I guess they will.
Why
right?
not? I would think, as long as he passes his physical, why not? I saw that Bull Bull trade got vetoed.
Nixed.
Because he did not pass. If it was with Detroit, I forget. Also of note, Seton Hall lost at DePaul, 96-92. Rangers beat the Sharks 3-0. Couple of goals for Chris Kreider and for Braden Schneider. First career goal. Pretty cool.
Came to the rink and same thing. I had nerves and I was just trying to stay in the moment. And when I got on the ice for warm-up, it became a little bit more real.
More real, and he contributed, so that was really cool. And Igor Shesterkin made 37 saves, and good for the Islanders, bad for the Devils. Isles back for the first time since January 1st, and they wound up beating New Jersey.
Barzell scores! Josh Bailey feeds Matt Barzell. Islanders take back the lead in the final five.
Yeah, back and forth game. Brendan Burke on MSG+. Isles wind up winning that game 3-2, so they're 11-12, and it's really amazing when you look at how many games they haven't played.
Yeah, that's three games in a row that they've won, though.
The Rangers, 24-10-4. The Islanders just 11-12-6 on the season after the win last night. All right, we got picks coming up, so right now it's time for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. Bart Scott's take on players taking Viagra, reaching Big D, and of course, G making it his own. You've got this Bart Scott thing with using Viagra. You said you've heard of this, too, in terms of it being really cold and getting blood flow to get your body going. So on The Fan in Dallas, Mike McCarthy was asked his thoughts of using Viagra in the cold.
I never even heard of that recommendation. I understand it. Not that I would know from
you understand it.
Sure, absolutely.
I understand the thought process, but... Yeah.
You think I'm going to do that, walk around with a rocket in the facility all day long? I mean, jeez.
If he's standing on the sideline.
Knocking over Dan Quinn's coffee cup. Hey, coach. Taking Viagra, just happy to see you. You want to deal with that?
There you go, guys. Moment of the day.
The old Mike McCarthy erection clip.
Oh, jeez.
To end the week out.
Sounds about right. It's fitting for the week.
Very, very good.
Boner pills.
Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. And Al.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
We are continuing our pick record into the postseason because we've got a tie at the top. Boomer and Jerry tied at the end of the regular season. I am 4 games behind, which is a lot to make up, but I can still do it throughout the playoffs if I catch fire, if I get on a heater. So we will start with Super Wild Card Weekend and the 6 games, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Jerry, take it away.
All right, Saturday afternoon, 4:30 from Cincinnati. The Bengals at home, -5.5 against the Raiders.
The time has come for the Cincinnati Bengals to win a playoff game. All the things that they do well will come out in this football game. It will be close at times, but Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase will hit an 80-yard touchdown reception for a big fourth-quarter score. And this Cincinnati Bengals defense after that, and then the sacks that they have racked up throughout the year, they will flex their muscle. They will shut down Derek Carr and that Oakland Raider, that Las Vegas Raiders offense. Give me the Bengals to win and to cover over the Raiders.
High-scoring game, without question. And the thing that worries me when it comes to the Bengals is that, you know, when they do lose, they lose at home, and they lose because they turn the ball over and they get nervous, and they're going to be jacked up for this place. Paul Brown Stadium is going to be rocking and rolling, and I think they've learned from some of their past mistakes early on in the season. I think they win, I think they cover, and I think this is going to be probably the highest-scoring game of the weekend.
I do think the Bengals win, but I think the Raiders will have a chance to win, and I think they've been so resilient, they'll come in and play well this weekend. I will take Vegas plus the 5.5 points. Game number 2, Saturday night, primetime Orchard Park. It will be frigid. The Bills, -4 against the Patriots.
This has gone back and forth. Patriots won the first one. Bills won the second one. Here comes the third one. I think this will come down to who runs the ball better, and the Bills stink at that. They can't run the ball all that well. They can't stop the run. Josh Allen is better than Mac Jones. I would normally take the quarterback, the better quarterback out of the two, and I have been unimpressed with the Patriots the last couple of weeks. However, I think that the Patriots and Bill Belichick find a way to move on to the divisional round, and it's mostly because of the run game.
Wow, I like it. You know, man, 0 degrees, probably -9 real feel. Mac Jones in that situation, don't like it. This is his first playoff game. The intensity is ratcheted up. There's no question about that. And I know he's played in big games before and national championship games, but this is completely different. Buffalo is going to be crazed up there. There's a lot of pressure on Josh Allen and Sean McDermott to take the next step. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year, and I'm staying with them here. I think they not only cover this game, but I think they're going to come out and try to do what they did the last time they played against the Patriots. I like the Bills, and I'll give the points.
I will, too. I will take the Bills as well, -4. All right, we move to Sunday. Triple header, Eagles at Bucks. It's going to be a rain-soaked Tampa. The Bucks -8.5.
I don't think the Eagles deserve to be in the playoffs. It might be a muddy, sloppy situation that keeps this game close in the first half, but I don't even care about the number in this one. I think the Bucks really clean up.
Go Bucks!
Yeah, and they dominate this one. It's not close, and if it's close, it's only because of bad weather. So give me the Buccaneers.
You know, it's kind of interesting. My friend Phil Sims, you know him?
I've heard of Phil Sims.
Hi, I'm MVP, Phil Sims. Phil Sims.
Yeah.
That guy, he says the Philadelphia Eagles like to muck up the game. They're just like a muck-up team. Muck it up. You know, just make it messy. The rain's going to make it messy. It's going to make it slippery. The ball's going to be all over the place. Who's going to turn the ball over is the key here. I'm going to take the Bucks to win. And I think I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles to cover.
I sadly will take the Eagles as well. I think midway through the season they made changes. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles keep this close.
They're going to muck it up.
And the weather's going to be horrible. Yes. All right, next game. Niners in Dallas against the Cowboys. The Cowboys -3. And I'll just tell you right now, I'm taking the Cowboys every week.
All right, so everybody's all over the 49ers this week, which makes me want to take the Cowboys. And that really is, like, you know, we could break these games down. We could talk about all sorts of things like Deebo Samuel and all these, you know, Garoppolo and the defense and Bosa against the tackles of the Cowboys. This comes down to me just spending a lot of time around sports gambling. When everybody's on one side of thing, like everybody seems to be on the 49ers, I'm going the other way. Give me the Dallas Cowboys to cover.
You know what this is? This is a star-laden game, man. There are stars all over the place. Yeah. There are some of the best players in the NFL that are going to be playing in this game. Problem for the Cowboys is most of them play on the 49ers side, and the 49ers are getting healthy, getting Trent Williams back, their big left tackle. Man, you heard Nick Bosa this week. These guys could be beat. We could beat them. And there's something going on with the 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo. So I'm going to be on the other side of this. I am going to take the 49ers. I'm going to take the points, and I think they're going to win the game.
Final game Sunday of the triple header, Steelers at Chiefs. KC -12.5. Not 20, Ben. 12.5.
I wish I had the guts to take the Steelers to win the game. I can't do that. But I do believe that it's going to be close, and I think it's going to be something along the lines of, like, 20-13. I don't think the Chiefs score a lot of points in this game. I think the Steelers are in it until the end. I think Ben fights his ass off in the last game he plays, and he is not going to go down quietly. He remembers last year getting his ass kicked by the Browns. He does not want to go out that way. Give me the Steelers to cover in a very entertaining Sunday night football game.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that Patrick Mahomes at home in the playoffs averages almost 300 yards per game, has thrown 15 touchdowns and no interceptions. They're virtually impossible to beat since they last lost a home game in Kansas City, and that was the AFC Championship game to the great Tom Brady, in which they didn't get the ball back in overtime. That's not who the Steelers are. The Steelers are struggling offensively all year long. And, you know, the Chiefs have one of the best defenses and one of the best offenses in football. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs the whole way, and I'll give the points to the Steelers.
I'll take the Chiefs, too. I don't think Ben can throw the ball anymore, so I'll take KC -12.5. And Monday night, Super Wild Card Weekend ends with the Cardinals in L.A. against the Rams. I will tell you, because I got to get set up, I am taking the Cardinals in this game to win.
All right, I am also taking the Cardinals to win. I can't stand the Rams. If the Rams somehow win this game, I will pick it next week. Them and the Packers, I am rooting vociferously against throughout the playoffs. So let's go. Get it done, Kyler Murray, and beat L.A.
You know, I actually have a very close and personal Detroit Lion fan in my life. And I asked that Detroit Lion fan, when you watch Matthew Stafford over the last month of the season, what do you see? And he told me, I see the guy that played for the Lions that has trouble beating really good teams with good records and has never won a playoff game. And the reason that Matthew Stafford was brought to the Rams was to win a game like this against a team like the Cardinals. He ain't doing it. I'm taking the Cardinals.
There it is.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.